Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
My goodness, we have so much we want to cover, but let's just start off about what's taking place now with this tragedy. Can you pull my notes up for me right there? The tragedy taking place in South and Central America. I mean, it's just crazy, but it makes me think about specifically, you know, CBN News is reporting the biggest tornado outbreak of the year started this weekend in central U.S., the central United States, and may not be over yet. At least 16 people have died from 29 twisters from Alaska to North Carolina, from Arkansas to North Carolina. That's across the entire United States. And Arkansas has experienced the hardest hit with 30-mile-long trail of destruction that was created by these tornadoes. And it's interesting to me is that most damage was done to the Mayflower. Most damage was done to the town of Mayflower. And it makes me think about, you know, first of all, praying for these families, just praying for this disaster. If we'll pray for those and help out those in times of disaster, then it will prevent future disasters coming upon maybe your family and others, and besides just being there for them in this time. And also, it makes me think about John Paul Jackson's prophetic word about the perfect storm. This is exactly what he talked about. And getting back to our original intent, which we've been talking about, and so many others, wall builders has been talking, others have been talking about, and it's like, you know, is this a sign in regards to why was the biggest city hit called the Mayflower? You know, the Mayflower Compact, all the things that had happened about how we came over here and how America was discovered as America, you know, during those days. And we've been leaving our original intent. And it's like, you know, dear Lord, if we just, he says, this is what the Word of God says. He says, when disaster comes and these different things happen, he says, if you, my people, will turn to me. So those disasters come. And so many people say today, even though your insurance policy says act of God, you know, it's very interesting that they, you know, it says it's not God anywhere until you get into your insurance policies. And once it's the insurance policies, they call it an act of God. It kind of makes you think that when the first insurance company was established in America, there must have been the original intent of our nation was about God, one nation under God.
Right. Yeah.
And now, so go back and look at your insurance policy for everybody that's saying that, you know, God wouldn't allow this, and realize you're paying monthly for acts of God to be covered when disaster comes. And and so just think about this. You know, I would love to see, because what the prophetic word from John Paul Jackson, the perfect storm, which has been unfolding like clockwork, is that when we turn back to God, when God's people turn back to him, not the secular folks and people who don't follow Jesus, I'm talking about the people who said we carry the name of the Lord, we say that we're his, when we turn back, then there won't be these kind of tragedies coming upon our nation. God will protect our nation.
Right.
And so it's just amazing how that just kind of lines up with what's taking place in there. So we are just bringing in the headlines. We want to talk a little bit about them now that we had a chance to be able to put them out there. And we talked about in the conjunction with this tragedy taking place from Arkansas to North Carolina with these tornadoes that have not yet finished. They're talking about potentially there's still more can come, that how in regards to prophetically speaking, that the when you think about the perfect storm, and if you haven't heard this yet, you can go to the VFN Torch and hear more about it, or go to Preparing for the Perfect Storm. But there was a prophecy given talking about this increase that would take place in the weather patterns, and they're going to be sporadic and they're going to be disastrous. But the big thing that was said was these things are going to increase unless we repent. And God's plan, this is kind of how the somewhat the prophetic word to me was, we're going to repent. The question is how much of us will be left? Will we be able to walk straight still? Will we have, you know, things like electricity?
Could we sit again?
Will we ever sit again? I mean, we're going to repent, but when to come and understand, when you think about the original tent, which we focus on quite a bit, the fact that it's the Mayflower, and that's where the Mayflower Compact began, when they started coming over to establish America, when the pilgrims were coming over and they're made a compact. This is how we're going to live our lives and get along. which is the footwork or the groundwork for what eventually become the Constitution. And it's like, this is, and if these things are happening, like John Paul Jackson saying prophetically, and God is speaking to us through these things, to consider hardship as God speaking to you, directing your attention, that, what is he saying? I mean, how much more specific can you get other than the Mayflower took the biggest hit? You know, the compact, Mayflower compact took the biggest hit. And that was Christians who were fleeing persecution, coming to America to be able to worship God freely. But they realized we still had to have some sort of structure. And that's where the Mayflower compact came out. And when they came, and there's a great movie, you got to see it. It's called Monumental. Kirk Cameron, Cameron put it together and led it. And his biggest frustration was, when he talks about it, was what do you, all this stuff's going on, what do we do? And he said his thing was, let's just go back and find out where we came from. And so he traces us all the way back to the pilgrims. And it's an amazing thing. And it's, he does it in such a good way and quality way that is, you sit on the edge of your seat the whole time. And so if you haven't yet seen that, you can get it. Go to the VFN Torch. It'll be related to hopefully to today's article. And go to VFNTV.com and get it. But think about it. It's like, my goodness, this is like the original. This is in alignment with all those different things. And I think about also in Oklahoma when that huge tornado hit, when this young kid said, when he was hiding in the school, the school's falling apart, and he said his teeth were hitting together. Bam, 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 bam. The wind was so strong, his teeth were hitting together. Well, I remember a prophetic word given by Pastor John Kilpatrick of Church of His Presence when the Lord showed him specifically that it was a vision where he was leaning against the car. It's just all this thing came to him about this disaster coming and this fault line. And he was going through a school. He literally was going through a school. He was running through the school in this dream, this vision. And it was hitting so hard, his teeth were hitting together.
Right, I remember that.
And the kid says, the reporter, I can't find this. And hopefully if one of our viewers or listeners could find that Fox News clip, it was powerful. We tried to find it when it was happening, but it was the Oklahoma tornadoes that were taking place. And this young kid, he just totally confirmed that this was these are get our attention type moments, and what God has shown me that if we don't turn, there'll be a great loss of life. Not because He's causing it, it's because we're choosing to go in a direction that's darker with more destruction and these different things. But we are going to turn. We're definitely going to turn. But we can be taken out, according to reports. CBN News is reporting it. Others are reporting as well. With a few bullets and a few transformers in our electrical power grid.
Yeah.
And it's just like, we're so vulnerable. Only God protects us.
Right.
And how, if we turn our backs on the Lord and crediting Him and acknowledging Him and thanking Him, if we turn, don't do that. That's the big question is, you know, are we going to enter into those three levels of judgment to bring us back, not to write us off, but to write us in? And is America under God's judgment? And you can find out more about that by going to VFNTV.com. And that's available for you because that's the question. Just asking the question based on the word of God, based on what's taking place. Are we under God's judgment? And it's a good question to ask. It's a lot of mindsets are don't ever even ask the question because that will never, ever happen.
Hmm.
And it's with 81% of the regular church attenders or people who profess to be Christians in America not picking their Bible up, that means 81% don't even know what they're talking about. And then out of the 19% that are reading their Bibles, only 3% of them take it seriously. So there's 3% of folks based on the Barner Group statistical study that can really answer that question. And this is what they would say, because it's written plain as day. Yes, this does happen. It happens on a personal level. It happens on a family level. It happens on a church gathering level. It happens on a national scale. It can happen at any moment. It can happen. And God's not a man that He would lie, or the Son of Man that He would change His mind.
I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well, we want to welcome our new audience on WHBR, all the way from Destin, Florida, to Mississippi, over 500,000 households. all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if you're not, we're not yet on there. Say you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. Did you know that VFN TV and the Daily Radio program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country in that order and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today or become a sponsor or underwriter and visit our sponsor and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country in that order and Israel as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.